Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think Roy has asked the question of the day. How are people tweeting upside down?
Yes! Yes! How does that happen?
What is this witchcraft?
Le'Veon Bell has somehow figured it out. Yesterday, he tweeted out this upside down message. I turned my computer upside down to read it. Did you?
No, it's weird. At first you're like, oh, I couldn't possibly read that. It looks like a different language. And then I felt like reading it upside down and backwards, you kind of could piece it together pretty well. Like, I feel like I could read a sentence. If you just gave me a random sentence right now, I feel like I could read it to you pretty quickly.
You mean upside down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, you could.
Yeah, I could. If I find a tweet on here.
Go to Mike Fisher's. I think Troy's probably figured out how to do it.
Yeah. Give me an example of one, and I bet you I could read through it
Have
pretty quick, but I was surprised by that.
The feature, Troy, on how to do it?
Yeah, there's a couple of different engines that you're allowed to do stuff like that, where you type something in, it'll print it out upside down, and then you can copy and paste it in there. Like same way on Twitter, where you can change your font and stuff like that.
Okay.
Ooh.
But he was just basically saying, everyone's got an opinion on my life, worried about what I'm doing. You don't take the time to read between the lines. Mm-hmm. I'm not apologizing for what I believe is right for myself. And I guess he was playing basketball yesterday at some LA Fitness. So that's Le'Veon Bell writing upside down on Twitter.
I figured Le'Veon Bell would have joined like an Equinox or something.
Yeah, in LA Fitness?
Telos.
I mean, I like LA Fitness.
Yeah, it's great for $19 a month, but I'm thinking you're Le'Veon Bell.
That's unusual.
Yeah. So I don't know. He's writing upside down. Everyone was trying to figure out how to do it. Did you react like this when you found out about the Dez Bryant news, the Cowboy fan impersonator Scooter Magruder, diehard Cowboy fan, reacting maybe like you did?
Dez signed with the Saints?
He's really about to win the Super Bowl with the Saints.
We have to play Dez. I'm not even going to watch the game.
We're probably going
to
be out of the playoffs by that time.
This man about to have 3 touchdowns for 300 yards against us.
Watch Dez go for 400 yards or 5 touchdowns against us.
This man about to have 5 touchdowns for 500 yards against us. And an interception.
I hope he does so we can get Jason Garrett fired.
Wearing number 88?
He wasn't doing that good anyway. I don't even care that much.
I'm getting that Saints jersey. I don't even like the Saints, but I'm getting the jersey.
How does Scott Linehan still have a job?
Bittersweet.
I'm happy for Dez.
I don't want to see him in a Saints jersey.
I wouldn't want to go to the Browns either.
Now Dez gets to go play with Drew Brees.
This man's a genius.
I wouldn't want to go to the Ravens either. We could have had Sean Payton as our head coach. But no, we have to clapper.
Now we get to see how good Dez is without Scott Linehan.
This man was playing people on Madden the other day. Now he gets to play on the Saints.
I want
to
see Dez throwing up the X for another team.
DeMarcus Ware left and got a Super Bowl with the Broncos. The only way you can win a Super Bowl on the Cowboys is if you leave the team.
At least one Cowboy will be in competition for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so there it is. All the reactions. From Scooter Magruder with Dez and the signing being made official today.
The line about yesterday was playing people on Madden. Today he's playing for the Saints.
Yeah.
It's a good line.
Yeah.
That's a good line. I like it.
Vegas has sent us the odds on all the sports that you love. They are the true experts. Oh, not lately. I guess they've been getting destroyed by gamblers.
This past week they did.
They've been losing a decent amount this year, but this was an all-timer this past weekend.
They had not had a losing month since July. And they got worked.
Yes.
Worked.
Will the Cowboys make the playoffs? The odds of them making it, plus 600, 6-1. No, 1-12, minus 1,200. What does that mean in regular terms?
Minus 1,200?
For no.
That means you got to bet $1,200 to win 100. If you bet them to make the postseason, it's 6-1. $10 wins you 60. $100 wins you 600.
Basically, heavily saying no.
Heavily, heavily favored to say no. I mean, if you have $10 that you found, throw it on there to make the postseason. Crazy things happen.
We can find you some better odds.
We can find you some better odds.
We'll find you an odd.
You want an odd? I'll find you an odd by 3 o'clock.
All right.
With nail polish.
We'll do it here in 10 minutes. The favorite to win the Super Bowl today, according to Vegas, is who?
Ooh, I'm still going to say the Rams.
Yep.
It is the Rams. 7-2. The Patriots and the Saints are tied at 5-1.
Okay.
And then who?
Man, the Patriots are ahead of the Chiefs. Okay, I'll take the Chiefs at next.
It is the Chiefs at 11-2. Then who, Roy?
Give me the Saints.
I already named them.
Give me the Steelers.
It is the Steelers at 12-1. I'm drawing the line there just for S's and giggles. The Cowboys' odds to win the Super Bowl now are what?
100-1.
They still have them. I'll say 75.
I'll help you. Last week it was 45-1.
100-1.
75.
66-1.
Really?
Not totally out of it.
Wow. Not good enough value yet.
Where are the Carolina Panthers with sharp teeth and claws?
The Carolina Panthers are 20-1. Above them, the Chargers and the Vikings are 14-1. Man, I'd like to see some of that value for the Vikings get a little bit better.
Yep.
The Panthers are 20-1. The Texans and Eagles are 22-1. Philly might be good value at 22-1.
That's not horrible value at all.
You put down $10 on Philly to start getting hot and get going, they're going to win the division.
Only a game out, yeah.
And then you win 200. I mean, seriously. Chicago's 25-1.
Yeah.
And then we get that's not good value. Then we get a big drop. Falcons, Ravens, Cincy, Seattle, all 45-1.
I'll tell you, like Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, that 45-1 ain't bad for a team that's got a really good quarterback, a great couple of wide receivers.
Added Bruce Irvin.
Yep, and they've been there. They've proven they could go on a little run.
Green Bay's 50-1.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers for $10 to win 500.
I'm sorry, I think they're dead and done. I wouldn't.
They might be, but still, I mean, you're taking a quarterback.
Troy, what team has the worst odds to win it all, according to Bovada? I haven't put you on the spot here for all season long.
Well,
you got two choices.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's really easy, I think. I would go with the Raiders.
The Raiders are second to last.
Right? I was thinking your two choices were the Bills or Cardinals.
No.
You are incorrect on both.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the 49ers.
It's the 49ers.
With Nick Mullins? I mean, no respect. I mean, how do you not have respect for Nick Mullins?
2001.
Or is it Nate? What's his name?
2001.
Didn't the Niners just beat the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Destroyed them.
So there you go.
Okay.
NFC East odds. The Eagles are the favorite, finally, back there at even money. Then the Redskins at 3-2. The Cowboys 4-1 to win the NFC East.
I'll tell you, the Eagles at even money is a really good value bet.
Oh, for the division?
For the division. They're the best team in the division by far.
Absolutely.
I mean, you throw $30, you win 30, you get back 30. I mean, that's a really good value bet.
Absolutely.
Guess
the Patriots, or you want the Rams and the Patriots have the same odds to win their division.
1-50.
Yeah, I would say 1-30.
1-80.
Oh!
0. Ooh. 1-80. Whew. Next NFL head coach to get fired or leave.
There's a lot of candidates. I'm going to say Vance Joseph because I think he's dead man walking.
He's second, 9-2. There's an obvious one, real obvious.
John Harbaugh.
Nope, he's third. Even, like, glaringly obvious.
Mike McCarthy.
No. NFC South.
Oh, Cutter.
Oh, Dirk Cutter.
Dirk Cutter.
Mr. Cutter.
He's the favorite. Jay Jeezy's 19-2. Ooh. Will John Harbaugh be the Ravens head coach for game one of next year? Head coach of the Ravens is the slight favorite. Will Bruce Arians be the head coach of the Browns?
Wait, yes is the favorite there? Slight favorite? For John Harbaugh?
Yeah, 10-11. Mm-hmm. Head coach of any other team, 5-2. A TV analyst, 7-1. Arians, will he be the head coach of the Browns? No is the heavy favorite, 2-17.
Ooh!
And yes is plus 450. Who will have the first overall draft pick in the 2019 draft? Who's the favorite?
I'll say the Bills.
Bills Giants. Are third.
Giants.
Giants are fifth.
Ooh. Raiders?
The Raiders at 3-2. Arizona at 4-1.
Wait a second. So the Raiders don't have the worst Super Bowl odds, but they have the best chance of getting the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Go figure. And then you have...
That's hedging bets right there from Vegas' standpoint.
MVP favorite is?
Let's go with
Pat Mahomes. And then he's 5-7. And then Drew Brees at 3-1.
Not bad odds on Drew Brees right there.
Defensive player of the year favorite is Roy's guy, Aaron Donald, at 2-5. And then J.J. Watt at 4-1. Okay. Khalil Mack, 9-2. Offensive rookie of the year, Saquon is 1-5 now.
Quentin Nelson, where is he?
Baker is 4-1. Quentin Nelson is 50-1.
Yes!
He was off the board.
I'm throwing 10 bucks on Quentin Nelson. He was just the rookie of the month, right?
He just won offensive rookie of the month.
Yeah, buddy.
I woke up at 4 a.m. the other day. I saw this on my phone. I sent it to RJ.
Dude, what if that happens? That'd be amazing. That'd be tremendous.
That would be epic.
Okay, let's see if this is epic.
It's epic in
it epic.
It's epic in like the sense that like
it better be epic for what
Troy the movie is
make
epic.
It epic.
Okay, like it's an epic. It's a
what is this? What's your inspiration here?
Well, you know, I'll tell you my inspiration for this piece.
You better hurry up as we consider the length.
I heard the song on the radio and I was like, oh, I got to do a song to this one. I started just thinking the words in my head.
For the Cowboys?
For the Cowboys. I was like, ooh, it's going to be a little long, but that's okay because it's an epic book. It's like the Bible. They're epics. It's an epic story.
Wait, you're comparing this song to the Bible?
It's not. But, you know, Ben Hur's a long
with the
Odyssey.
Movie. Can we go with the Odyssey?
Yeah, the Odyssey. Ben Hur's a long
good
movie.
Good one, Homer.
You know?
This is Oedipus here.
All right.
So this is Jay-Z's Holy Grail.
You ripped the souls off these fans, and we let you. You steal the heart right out this team, and we watch you bleed it. I still can't tell why. Why I backed you so much. We curse your name each night. With every no gain and no passes down the scene, Cooper or Bees, that just isn't your game. But I still can't tell why I backed you so much.
Yeah.
And JG, it's insane there's room in this game for you. Your playbook is so old. One play we're running on first and 10. The next play's a tyrant hole. And one more run here, and one more run there, and one more punt there. There's no team scare.
No, there's not. Watching all these games with creative coaches. Fuck, fuck. JG fell. Dak. Basil, you to pull the trigger. Dak. Beasley's open. Throw it now. Pull the trigger. Dak. Film it all these spots for Danny. Dak. But look what Dannon did to Cameron. Dak. Only Jerry likes it. Half the fans want Tony. But when did he bring a trophy? 13 wins in 1 year. 8-8's what I fear. Soon as that cheap money goes. 4-12's every year. Dak ties spelled incomplete. On the snap goes back to pass. Throws ball at guy's feet. I can even blame Dak for that. Enough to make me turn on Jason. Jerry, please, this team will fail. The team just ain't the same. Mike Fisher, give it to me once. Oh! Exclusives! Entertain us! Jeff, you're stupid! I am famous! Exclusives! Entertain us!
And JG, it's insane there's room in this game for you. Your playbook is so old. One play we're running on first and 10. The next play's a tyrant hole. And one more run here, and one more run there, and one more punt there. There's no team scare. Watching all these games with creative coaches. JG Phil.
You know what? Wow.
Is it worth the time?
I almost ended it before the fish came in.
Oh, man.
That was good, RJ.
I give you credit.
That was good.
Wow.
RJ Choppy.
Who would have thought?
At RJ Choppy on Twitter. At RJ Choppy on Twitter. Well done. I got tears in my eyes for some reason. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.